Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Valley Collision of Ubley. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with the expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubley. And Morelli Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand-new golf carts in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Deborah McCollum, Huron County Treasurer, will step down from her position on November 20th, 2025, after more than a decade of service. McCollum, who ran unopposed in the 2024 general election, cited early retirement as her reason for leaving office. Her tenure included overseeing county finances during challenging periods marked by pension issues, the pandemic, inflation, and fluctuating revenue sharing, which placed significant strain on a county's budget. McCollum's successor will be appointed by a committee comprising of County Clerk Lori Neal, Prosecutor Timothy Rakowski, and Probate Judge Julian Ferris. The new treasurer will serve out the remainder of McCollum's four-year term, though no date has yet been set for the committee's first meeting. McCollum's resignation marks the end of a significant chapter in Huron County's financial leadership, with her successor expected to address ongoing fiscal challenges and continue efforts to maintain transparency and accountability in county finances. And in Saginaw, a Saginaw man has been convicted in connection with a 2024 ambush shooting involving a machine gun that injured two teenagers. Christopher P. Ramirez, 26, pleaded no contest to charges including assault with intent to rob, assault with intent to do great bodily harm, and two felony firearm counts. In exchange, prosecutors dropped additional charges such as assault with intent to murder. Ramirez is set to serve at least 10 years in state prison, a term that will run concurrently with a 62-month federal sentence he received in August for possessing a machine gun. The charges stemmed from a July 2024 incident, and the plea was entered before Saginaw County Circuit Judge Andre R. Borello on October 27th. Also in Saginaw, a man accused in a deadly shooting outside Hoyt Library is now on trial. Derek Grant, 38, faces charges including open murder and felony firearm in connection with the September 2024 killing of 38-year-old Henry J. Ford. Authorities say the incident stemmed from a family-related argument that turned violent outside the downtown Saginaw Library. Ford was fatally shot during the confrontation. Grant was arrested shortly after the shooting and has remained in the Saginaw County Jail without bond since his arrest. When we come back after this Morelli Equipment sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
We've been waiting. We've been watching the progress. And now Morel Equipment's new location at the north end of Bad Axe is now open. That's right. Morel Equipment, your Thumb area LS tractor dealer of the Thumb in eastern Michigan, is now open in their new facility just east of the Meyer store on North M53 in Bad Axe, bringing you even more convenience, a better selection, and top-notch service. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractor and attachments, stop by and see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar.
This is Kevin Morrell. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS tractors deliver the power, reliability, and efficiency you need.
Right now, get up to 120 months, 0% financing with approved credit.
Morrell Equipment is now open in our brand new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Morrell Equipment is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 8:30 a.m. till noon.
LS Tractor, start blue, stay blue.
Stop by and see our large selection of Bad Boy lawnmowers. Huge fall discounts and 0% financing is available.
Hey, we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, U.S. military forces have targeted drug smugglers in a recent operation off the Pacific Coast. Defense officials say four suspects were killed during the strike. The mission is part of a larger crackdown on trafficking in Latin America. Critics demand more accountability for civilian casualties. This follows the deadliest week of operations in the region. Pentagon officials say action will continue. When we come back after this Valley Collision sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
One day at Valley Collision of Ubley.
Okay, we'll see you when you get here. Thanks, bye.
Was that a customer, Justin?
Yes, Chris. Someone hit a deer again. They're on their way in.
Well, they called the right place. Did you tell them that at Valley Collision, we have a 3-year written guarantee on all our work?
Of course I did.
Great. And did you mention that we use Spies-Hecker paint, the best automotive paint that's available, and 130 years combined experience, certified technicians that specialize in aluminum and steel automobiles?
Yes, Chris, I mentioned that.
Good. And did you tell them that we have rental cars, shuttle service, and free pickup and drop-off services?
Yes, Chris.
Well, did you say that?
Say that we're the biggest shop in the thumb? Yes, I mentioned it.
Hey, how'd you know that I was going to ask that?
All right, guys, we get it. If you get into an accident, take your vehicle to Valley Collision in Ubley. The biggest and best shop for all your collision repair needs. Located on Main Street in Ubley. Call 989-658-2410. That's 989-658-2410. Valley Collision, where quality meets convenience.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy, and looking at our international news, Asian financial markets rebounded after the U.S. Federal Reserve cut interest rates. Investors welcomed the move as a signal of stability. The yen strengthened while regional stocks posted gains. Economic analysts say the rate cut will boost cross-border investment. China reaffirmed its export policies for critical minerals. Regional leaders hope the markets will stabilize further. When we come back after this ABS broadband message, we'll get to our obituaries for this hour.
AVS Broadband believes better internet starts with better support. That's why we're excited to announce that AVS Broadband is now offering 24-hour customer service, 7 days a week. Real customer service. No bots, no AI, just real people ready to help whenever you need it. Whether you're working from home, streaming your favorite shows, gaming, or helping your kids with homework, AVS Broadband gives you the speed and reliability to do it all with ease. As your local internet provider, AVS Broadband is proud to offer straightforward pricing with no hidden fees or tricky introductory rates. What you see is what you pay. No surprises. AVS Broadband is part of our community and is here to make sure you stay connected with better internet and quality customer service when you need it. To see what plans are available in your area, go to avsbroadband.com/internet or call their helpful sales team at 888-282-4932.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and we do have one obituary to report for this hour. Judy Marie Ewald, 73, of Elkton, passed away unexpectedly on Wednesday, October 29, 2025, at McLaren Flint. Judy was born on March 24, 1952, in Bad Axe, Michigan. Judy is survived by brother Jim Ewald, as well as many cousins, other family members, and friends. A funeral service for Judy will be held at 11 a.m. on Monday, November 3rd, 2025, at St. Paul Methodist Church, 150 Main Street, in Elkton, Michigan. Visitation will take place from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday, November 2nd, at Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon, and from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the church on Monday. Burial will be at Riverside Cemetery in Elkton. Memorials may be made to St. Paul Methodist Church. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by the AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Valley Collision of Ubley, if you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubley. And Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand-new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe.